This just released. The Mohawk Council of Ganawage wishes to inform the community that consensus was reached on one issue at a hearing for proposed amendments to the Mohawk Council of Ganawage election law. The question posed to the community was regarding whether or not there should be criteria to hold office. Consensus was reached on the ordinarily resident clause of the current law, which has been changed to Ganyagahaga resident of Ganawage for a period of 6 months prior to election. Exceptions can be made for work or education as long as Ganawage is the primary residence. Discussion took place on restrictions for candidates who have been convicted of criminal offenses prior to an election, with a debate on whether summary convictions should be added. Trina C. Daibo, the MCK technician in charge of the election law file, said, quote, "While we had consensus on keeping the status quo on the criminal offenses portion, the decision was based on information that was incomplete. Therefore, after consulting legal services this morning, we will retable this portion with the new information at the next meeting for better clarity," end quote. There was also consensus reached on the topic of disclosure. Specifically, candidates who have current charges pending are now obligated to disclose this information when they accept their nominations. This is not a requirement in the current law. Next topic for discussion will be whether to amend the eligibility clause regarding chiefs ending the previous term in good standing with the following suggestion. Has not been removed from office to be eligible for election. Additionally, discussion will be tabled regarding the suggested creation of a community advisory board to assist the electoral officer until the election process is completed. The hearing was attended by 15 community members. The date of the next meeting will be announced shortly.